Welcome back to the Roundtable Sports Podcast. Today is July 19th, 2019, one day ahead of the subject of the day, UFC on ESPN4. If you have a TV package through your internet service provider or cable company, then this will be on ESPN, the original channel, the wide world of sports, hosting its fourth live UFC event from San Antonio, Texas. And without further ado, I want to get in. First of all, there's quite a few recognizable names on the prelims for this fight, or for this fight card, rather. You've got Alex Caceres, who will be taking on Steven Peterson. You have Raquel Pennington taking on Irene Aldana, and you have Sam Alvey also fighting on this card, Ray Borg fighting on this card, an up-and-comer named Mario Bautista will be fighting on this card, and then there is a couple other younger fighters here, and this card kind of seems like maybe it's a thinning of the herd, maybe trying to get these guys to separate themselves from their competition that they've fought in the past. Of course, Greg Hardy's taking on Juan Adams, somebody that not a whole lot of people have seen. But on that note, let me get into the main card and the first fight of the night. I said thinning of the herd for the young guys, but also the thinning of the herd on that time clock for some of these older fighters, as Andrei Arlovsky is taking on Big Ben Rothwell, the Pitbull Arlovsky. Versus Big Ben. You know, these are two veterans of the sport and a lot of experience between the two, no doubt about that. Ben Rothwell in his career is 47 and 11. He has, you know, a tremendous amount of knockouts. I believe he's got 20 knockouts, plenty of submission finishes as well. Big Ben Rothwell always been pretty tough as a pro fighter. Andrei Arlovsky, on the other hand, is the same story, just a lot more losses on his record. Arlovsky stands 27 and 18 as a pro, but he will be fighting out of the red corner, which is typically the favorite's corner, despite losing his last four contests, being 1-5 in his last four contests. Whereas, on the other hand, Rothwell has just lost his last two contests. He's beaten Barnett and Matt Mitrione within, you know, the past 4 years of actual time. You know, it go back a couple summers whenever he beat Mitrione, and then Barnett later the next year. He has not fought since 2016 when he lost to Blagoy Ivanov, when he lost to Baga. So for Rothwell, that's a lot of time off compared to Arlovsky, who has been just taking plenty of fights. The second fight of the main card, Alexander Hernandez will be taking on Francisco Trinaldo. And Trinaldo is 23-6 as a professional, coming off of a win versus Dynamite Evan Dunham. And Alex Hernandez, on the other side, coming off of a loss to Donald Cerrone whenever he got head-kicked for the KO this past January, that kind of sparked Cerrone's big run of this year. But his past victories are against Benel Dariush and Olivier Aubin-Mercier in Calgary last year in 2018. So, you know, some young talent there with Hernandez being just 26 years old, and Trinaldo himself is actually a veteran of the sport, really. And we'll see what happens there with that. Hernandez taking on his second veteran in a row. Not quite the same skill set as Donald Cerrone had for Hernandez in that one, and I actually look for Hernandez to look pretty good in that one. Next fight is James Vick versus the Hangman Daniel Hooker. Vick 32 years of age, and Hooker also a veteran of the sport at the age of 29. And for Hooker, he's coming off of a loss to Edson Barboza where he was knocked out, but before that fight, he had, you know, three straight finishes, four straight finishes, actually. On the other side of this fight, though, James Vick is coming off of a loss to Paul Felder by unanimous decision earlier this year in February. And before that, his last loss came at the end of last summer, early last fall, against Justin Gaethje. And he was knocked out in that fight very quickly in the first round of that fight. So as far as conditioning goes, you know, there's been plenty of time off for both of these fighters. I actually look to see a pretty close fight in this one in Vick versus Hooker. I'm not exactly sure where these guys would stack up amongst the rest of the division. Coming up next on the card is Greg Hardy versus Juan Adams. I'm going to move into that real quick. And then before we get to our co-main and main event, I'm going to roll an advertisement. But a little bit of background on Juan Adams. His nickname's the Kraken, apparently. He has, you know, a win on the Contender Series, a win on a UFC Fox card in 2018, and then a loss earlier this year, in May of this year, where he lost by decision. He is taking on Greg Hardy on the other side. Everybody knows the story. Former Dallas Cowboy. He has came into professional fighting and, you know, he's really shown his athleticism and his strength and everything in his previous fights. He is 1-1 as a UFC professional. He lost to Alan Crowder and then beat Dmitry Smolykov in April of this year. Both of his professional UFC fights have came this year. All of his other fights outside of the UFC, two of them being the Dana White Contender Series and one of them being another promotion based out of Oklahoma. He you know, did a great job just, you know, getting the quick finishes and what everybody thought about, you know, his size and strength and what he would be able to do in the octagon and coming in. They're both huge heavyweights. You know, they're both 265-pound guys, Juan Adams and Greg Hardy. We haven't really seen much of the Kraken, and same can be said for Greg Hardy. This is why I called this, you know, another one of the Thinning the Herd cards, where they kind of sort out some of the younger fighters and see what type of position they are in terms of the ranking, the ladder that they need to climb to get to the top of their respective weight divisions. And before we get into those co-main events, like I said, I'm going to roll the advertisement right here. Now we've got the co-main event. Before we get into our main event between Dos Anjos and Edwards, our co-main event of the night is the heavyweight matchup between Alexei Oleinik and Walt Harris. And Alexei Oleinik is, you know, a veteran of the sport in the heavyweight division. He is 42 years old, and he comes from the Ukraine, I believe. And he is 57, believe it or not, 57 wins, 12 losses in his career. That is an incredible amount of experience. A lot of it coming outside of the UFC. He did not make it to the UFC till 2014, despite being a pro in the sport since 1996. But since getting to the UFC, he has beaten Travis Brown and Mark Hunt. He beat Jared Rosholt and Anthony Hamilton to start his career. And he has, you know, a few losses, one to Overeem, one to Curtis Blaydes, and then another one to I forget who that fighter is. But that was quite a few years ago. But recently, you know, the knockout that he, or the submission that he was able to get on Mark Hunt with the rear naked. And then against Overeem, he just got, you know, put into a situation against Overeem that nobody wants to be in. And Overeem was able to put an end to this one. Despite, you know, over time, Overeem has slowed down as a fighter, but he was able to put away Alexei Oleinik earlier this year. But on the other side of this fight, we have Walt Harris, who is kind of older but younger in the sport in terms of, you know, his pro experience. He is 10 years younger than Oleinik, but he's still 36 years old, actually, so he's a little bit closer in age to Oleinik. He has, you know, experience in the UFC since 2014, kind of came in to the UFC around the same time as Oleinik, and he has been up and down as well. Doesn't really have the signature win, you know, not really very many recognizable names for me. A loss to Nikita Krylov, and a loss to Jared Rusholdt. I remember when those guys were first coming to the UFC, what type of potential they were touted to possess, and most of them are already out, like Big Country Nelson and guys like that, and Jared Rusholdt. So this is, you know, maybe another match that analyzes the talent pool. If Walt Harris is able to do something, maybe it proves that they pushed the wrong guys early on. Or, you know, in fighting, you can develop plenty of skills over time, especially if you take a tremendous amount of time off. Two fights a year is what Walt Harris has been on. You know, since 2016 or 17, sorry, he's been on that course. So there's always a chance against a guy getting up there in age for the young guy to come out and show, you know, the explosiveness that is possessed by him. And we'll see if Walt Harris is able to pull off, you know, what some would see as an upset over the veteran fighter in Oleinik. Moving on to our main event, we have Rafael Dos Anjos taking on Leon Edwards. This looks to be, you know, an incredible matchup. Leon Edwards, the British fighter, he, you know, is more of a stand-up guy. Leon Edwards has, you know, some length and some reach. He stands at 6'2". They'll be fighting at 170 pounds in this fight. But Edwards has, you know, a lot of point wins in the UFC. The most recent coming by split decision to Gunnar Nelson in his home in England. And, you know, he is looking to improve to 18-3 if he gets a win here. You know, he's beat Donald Cerrone, Brian Barberena, you know, a loss coming to Usman by decision. He was able to make it out of the fight with Usman. Something that, you know, some opponents would hang their hat on. But Edwards is looking for his chance back to the top of the welterweight division. While Dos Anjos, he is coming off of a big submission victory against Kevin Lee. You know, Kevin Lee kind of fell victim to circumstances and things going on outside of the fight. I don't think it was the best Kevin Lee we saw. Dos Anjos was beat pretty bad by Usman and Colby Covington coming into that fight. But, you know, that's a pretty big victory against another top guy in the welterweight division in Kevin Lee for Dos Anjos. He's going to look to carry that momentum. He's getting up there in age. He's 34 years old, but, you know, he feels like there's something left in the tank, and that's why he's going to continue to fight guys at the top level of the sport like Leon Edwards, who possesses elite stand-up skills. On the other hand, you know, You've got Dos Anjos, who possesses, you know, elite ability to change levels and pull off submissions and get you to the ground in unique ways and finish off of his back as well. It looks to be a pretty solid event here, and I'm going to look forward to watching these fights. I'm most likely going to be at work, so I'll have to put it on the DVR and replay it. I don't have much more. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, I just realized I'm saying a lot, but there it is again. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, follow me at Talk More Sports on Twitter.